Good afternoon. It's afternoon actually today. After a long week, and I finally had a chance to record today. And it's not raining today, so yay, thank God. So this beautiful hot Saturday afternoon, I decided to read a book. It was one of those romance. I just said, you know, feed my eyes. And I read just short books, like ebooks. So I read them on like short, and the book had happy ending. So I thought to myself, do you still believe in fairy tales? Do people still believe in fairy tales? And then I was thinking about it, and like, yeah, I do believe in fairy tales, but when I read that book, I noticed that most of the hero and the heroine in the book, they had to go through a certain level of pain, a certain level of fight, a certain level of distrust, a certain level of relationship problems, of life problems, for them to end up together. And I noticed that most of us, we can't even deal with the normal pain people go through in relationships. Love is not painful, quite right, but creating a relationship, a building a life with someone, is actually painful, because both of you come from different backgrounds, and then you guys strive to be together. And then he has this notion about life, and you two, you have this notion about life, or you guys are striving to be together, you guys are trying to make it work. So yes, there's bound to be a level of pain in it, a level of sacrifice. Believe me, if you're not ready to sacrifice for love, then you're not ready to be in a relationship. You're not ready to be in love. Most people, they love the idea of love. That's the problem. They love the idea of love, but they're not in love. They love the idea of love. Because when you see, okay, these two people, oh my God, they're so cute together. They've been together for like 5 years, been together for 7 years. It is not beans. You don't know what you have gone through in your relationship. You don't know the pain. You don't know the blood. You don't know the sweat these people have actually been through together. 7 years no be beans, so it is hard work. And then imagine if you put on all that kind of work to be with that person, and then you guys don't end up together. It hurts. That is why most people don't actually get over some kind of love, because you know what the sacrifice you have put into that kind of relationship. So yes, I do believe in fairy tales, but fairy tales without work is a lie. You need to put in your everything if you're ready to be in love with someone. Love is sacrifice, but love is not pain. Love is hard work. Relationship is hard work. Sorry. Relationship is hard work. But love is not pain. Only when you love someone that doesn't love you back, that is when love becomes pain. When the person doesn't share the kind of feelings, maybe the person is in love with the idea of you, not you yourself, that is when love is non-pain. So yes, I believe in fairy tales. Do you believe in fairy tales? Do you used to believe that people can actually build a relationship together? Thinking about it, do you know that most people that have the best relationships started off with stupid ways. I have a friend that she was just having sex with this guy. It was just like a sex thing. They were always having sex. like rabbits, like every time, every year. So we had relationship we thought was the best. Like, this is the best, like, okay, we're not having sex that much, we're together, we're spending time together, but these people were just having sex and we felt they were wrong for it. And then now these two people actually married, in love, with kids, striving together, being together. But we that we thought we were actually in love at that time, we are no longer together. So doesn't mean this works for everybody though, but I'm just saying majority of the people that have spent their relationship has lasted a while, a really long while together, and they are still going. Most of them didn't even really start with the whole seriousness. We feel that seriousness. So these days, relationship these days is just hard because everybody feel love is a scam. No, because most people are actually not in love with people anymore. People actually are afraid of loving people anymore. It's my real G. He was faithful to this relationship. He wanted to really build a life with this girl. He never lied that he never had a girlfriend. He would tell you, if a girl is sitting on him, he would tell this girl, I have a girl. Like, he was the first man I've ever heard said, I have a girl and I don't want to cheat on her. That he was ever the first man. Like he is actually, not worse, because I'm not heard anymore. He said that he's the first man I've ever heard that said, I have a girl and I don't want to cheat on her. They were together and for a while. They were actually together for a while until I asked him of recent that what happened, what's up with your girl? And he said they are broken up. My heart actually broke because I thought they were actually going to make it, because they were together for a while and they actually were trying to be together. Then he told me what broke their relationship. She didn't cheat, she didn't lie, but she was assuming. Another thing that actually kills relationships these days, people assume. Instead of assuming, why don't you talk? Why don't you reason? Why don't you stay together with someone and think about this person, and talk to this person, like, please, I don't like so thing you're doing. Okay, why are you doing so thing? People now just hide at the back of relationship. Now people, instead of calling and saying, hey, I love you, or hey, I really need to be with you right now, people send emojis, hiding behind short forms. Don't text your lover, except maybe you guys are far away from each other at that moment and you cannot talk. Don't text your lover when you guys are having issues. Don't assume stuff, especially when you're going crazy in your head. Don't assume. Don't text him, just call him, or you talk to him face to face. One of the biggest problems is texting in this life. We text and then the other person start reading meanings into what we're texting. Why don't you call? Why don't you talk to him? Let him hear the sincerity in your voice. Let him see you. Don't assume. Assumption kills everything. Please, if you still believe in fairy tales the way I do, because I know that someday someone is definitely going to love me. Believe me, I know someone is definitely going to love me. Whether is a man or my kid, but someone definitely going to love me for a long while, for the rest of my life. Whether it's my man or whether it's my kid, I don't care, but love is love to me. Please don't assume. It's not good for your health. Please, love is not pain, love is sacrifice instead. Thank you. Have a lovely day.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.